on 5 knots through the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet. Westerly swells 4 to 6 feet at 11 seconds. 65 degrees at KSCO, 65 in Watsonville, 63 in Salinas, 59 degrees in Monterey. Highway Patrol reporting at 1243, a traffic collision southbound US 101 just south of County Road 9 in the Hollister-Gilroy area. It's a Ford Ranger pickup versus the guardrail, and Highway Patrol is on the scene there. At 101 this afternoon, a traffic hazard reported Highway 152 just west of Dinosaur Point Road in the Hollister-Gilroy area. There's a semi in the slow lane going just a little too slow. 7 minutes now past 1 o'clock this Tuesday afternoon, the 20th of March, as we return to KSCO Presents with Dr. Bill Wattenberg here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
And now, KSCO Presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
All right, we're back to you on KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host. You're the stars of this program. The board's beginning to light up typically here the second hour. You know, I think what happens, everyone's out to lunch. And they come back from lunch, and, gee, they're hot to get on talk radio, and it's almost too late. Well, hey, some of you ought to go out there with your smartphones or a cell phone sometime and get a line here and we'll talk the first hour. But interestingly enough, I had a call during that break from an old-timer. He's still the webmaster of a great webpage, pushback.com, P-U-S-H-B-A-C-K. I think you have to put the www in front of it. But he followed my West Coast programs for many, many years, posted everything that we ever came up there. And in particular, he followed the famous case I've told you about several times, the Womack case. The case of a guy who was bludgeoned by these so-called environmental agencies like your NOAA Nazis here, tried to intimidate him, blackmail him, sent in armies to just search warrants, cops, you know, blubber butts packing pistols they didn't even know how to shoot, all because the poor guy had taken a gas tank out of the ground and didn't get a permit from the county of Amador County to please them, although he had a permit from the city of Jackson. Can you believe this? And so these two blubber butt bureaucracies getting a turf match, and the one he didn't please goes after him. Calls in an environmental prosecutor vigilante character named Irie, who I busted for 3 years up and down the state. And they tried to blackmail him and his son and everything you can dream of. You have to read this story. You couldn't write a novel any better than this. It sounds like what your NOAA Nazis have done to your local people in Monterey. The lady that was whale watching, they claim she fed a whale. Two guys on jet skis trying to save surfers, all indicted to go to federal court. Well, you know, the day's going to come when they can sue back and get these buggers. And that's what Womack did when it was all over with. He drugged these blubber-butted federal bureaucratic bastards into federal court and busted them all. And when it was over with, they paid him well over a couple $1 million. District attorneys, local environmental prosecutors, Nazi operation, police forces, they all had to pay up. Of course, you can imagine they took taxpayers' money to pay the fines. But he had his day in court. Took him 4 years, and I stayed with him on West Coast Radio every couple of weeks for 4 years and kept the spotlight on the cockroaches, these blubber butts with badges, and followed everything they pulled to try to blackmail him. Well, the good news is we're going to get that posted for you again so you can go read that story. And I'm telling you, you want to put it on the shelf along with your favorite novels because this thing is really bizarre. But it has a happy ending. And I predict that's what's going to happen to these NOAA blubber butts that have intimidated local citizens and threatening them in federal court. And actually, the federal judges that allow it, knowing that the citizen's being blackmailed, the federal judges ought to be sued too, you know. But there was one honest federal judge in Sacramento who said, hey, this belongs in front of a jury. And the last thing the blubber butt Nazi regulators and intimidators wanted to do was be put before a jury for what they did. So they caved in and they paid Mr. Womack for the damage they did. Let's see if we can get that up for you. Gail in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Thank you for letting me announce our next event. Freedom Forum tomorrow night has an event called Who Counts Our Vote? We're at the Grange.
Great.
Social hour starts at 6:30, and the program starts at 7. And we have two things going on, a feature documentary by Oscar-nominated filmmaker Dorothy Fadiman, offers behind-the-scenes stories from key races, and talks about how vote counts don't match and what can be done to mess the vote around. And also we have Gail Pellerin, Santa Cruz County Clerk or Registrar of Voters, coming, and she'll be talking about our local process here.
And is she going to talk about some of the fraud that goes on everywhere?
Well, we're going to have some clips on that.
Well, yeah. Great.
And so she'll be able to tell you what we do here, because I know there is some machine counting here, which has bothered me in the past. So it's a good chance for people to meet each other and join in on this issue. And we also have Constitution classes ongoing on the second and fourth Wednesday, but that's at a different location at the Quaker Friends Meeting House.
Well, hey, I'm glad you announced it here. I had a lot of feedback the last time you announced one of your meetings. People enjoyed it. So, hey, keep it up. You've done a great service. All righty?
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Right. And let's see who's next up here. I think it's Stephen. You're out there, what, says you're on talking about a road procedure, huh?
Well, I'm getting into Monterey here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be legal in just a second. I'm very impressed with your program. I'd never heard it before.
Well, I appreciate that.
You had to say. Spent a number of years working in Washington, and the question I have, and I love your idea. I think it's a great idea. But my question is, how do you process all of these different regulations under an amendment so that the job really gets done and they just don't blanket?
Well, you see what that begs. I've faced this before. You see what that begs? It begs the question, why in the hell did they process and create these tens of thousands of regulations if they don't even understand them to the point where our lawmakers can read them? See, that's the counter to that argument. Now, I understand the mechanics, the difficulty getting it started. And indeed, we could write an amendment that said, look, they're given some grace period to start packaging these things for review. But there ought to be in Congress, you know, they have a subcommittee for everything, and every congressman gets on one, doesn't they? Huh?
What they could do is they could bundle these.
That's right.
Over a period of time.
That's right.
In other words, the first group is dealing with these overall issues.
Right.
Second group the next year.
Right.
So it could be done, but that's the closest that I can come to.
Well, that's about the mechanics of what you're thinking it out would have to be done. And I've discussed this now with some congressmen who like the idea. I don't want to say so publicly because, you know, all their other buddies would get mad at them. But they've pointed out you can have
some. I have to do the same thing.
What?
I'm going to call some people that I know in Congress. I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay, well, let's do the same thing, but I'm going to start on national radio, and I've got a very big audience around this country. It's just some simple proposals for them to take and send to their congressman at the next election. If you don't approve and support this, I don't vote for you. Okay, that's where we start, right here locally. And we can do this with state assemblymen and senators to get a bill in the state house, you see, to propose an amendment. But the mechanics would have to be. You'd have to have subcommittees in Congress. One would review the EPA, for instance. Another one would review the Department of Interior. Another one would review endangered species. But then you must have set up also advisory committees of private citizens and stakeholders who can criticize these things. See?
And you need a procedure where you could, in a way, immediately negate and disallow that particular thing.
Well,
if you did that, if you could couple the two of them, it would really be a two-edged sword there.
Well, here's the thing. The procedure to negate it is simply a failure to get a passing vote, and it's gone. See?
I love it.
Yeah, we set them up. We set them up, and congressmen and the Congress is allowed to vote on these babies. You'll say, oh, gee, they deceived the Congress by having 100. Okay, let's have them categorized in groups, any way you want. You vote on this group, you're approving everything in that basket, see? And we can go home and tell the voters about that.
Love it.
No, that's
brilliant idea.
It's the biggest thing, the simplest direct attack on the vices of government, over government, bloated bureaucracies, you name it, you know? Because as you know, if you've been in Congress, every regulation has a half a dozen bureaucrats hanging on by its coattails, collecting their paychecks, claiming they're the authors and the ones that do the regulation, right?
Well, exactly.
That's how they get done. Everyone has to create a regulation to justify his or her position on the payroll.
Sure.
You go here in this local NOAA operation. I've already seen insiders, by the way. They're good, honest people working that NOAA organization has been feeding me tons of information about how these political appointees and the bloated butts have taken over the whole agency, sitting on top, ignorant, don't know what to do other than just cook up regulations and intimidate people. And the scientists and the good people are down at the bottom of the barrel now.
Okay. Self-satisfied, self-policing, selfish motives.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you turn it around and put yourself on the other side, okay, suppose I get this government job for NOAA. I'm sitting here with a nice green car. I've got an office down there where they used to have an industry in the fishing industry. I'm now down there showing off how I'm saving the world. I've got a home and kids, and I've got dreams. I want nice retirement, so forth. Hey, I've got a hell of an incentive to make sure I stay in that position and keep drawing that check and even get promotions, don't I?
And it's justified because it's supposedly something that is doing good.
Oh, they hide
when
behind.
The real fact is, it is not doing good.
They hide behind
anybody,
the name of environment. Yeah, they hide behind the mantle of environmentalism, saving the world, saving the species. So they invent the problem, they invent the endangered species, and then they can go through with their regulations. See, but you know, even Dracula put on a clean coat. You know, well. He wasn't stupid. Hell, if he'd gone out there in a burlap bag, people would have run from him before he could sink his teeth in anybody. Huh?
Exactly.
All right. Hey,
well,
I love
anyway,
it. Will you give us some feedback if you talk to your friends in Washington? Join the Army here, would you, Steve?
I just might. It's the first thing that I've heard in a long time that is an intelligent, constitutional way of dealing with a great wrong.
Do you know, can you imagine, I know these bureaucracies, God, I've been in them and fought them for 40 years, and can you imagine what will go on inside of an operation like this, NOAA, if they suddenly knew they were going to be reviewed and Congress would be forced to vote on and approve everything they've done? Can you imagine how much crap would get cleaned up before they got there?
And how many consciences would be now saying, you know, this really is the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, you bet. And that's the main effect of what I think this would do. Even before Congress got to vote on each one, I think you would find most of the slop would be taken out of the trough before it got to them, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we want, Stephen, see?
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to propose this on national radio to the country on the Open Line to America, probably next Sunday night or the one after, 8 to 11 here on the West Coast. All who are interested, I want you to come in and join in, because I'm going to get the ball rolling, make people think about it. I'm sure there are a few people in every state in this country that'll pick up the ball and start thinking about it, and then we'll see where we can go from there, huh?
You got it.
Hey, you
very
join in. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Now, let's see who's next up here in line. I think it's Don and Salinas. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wattenberg. I wanted to let people know this group called Save Our Shores convinced the county of Santa Cruz to enact a county-wide ban of plastic bags that goes into effect today.
Oh, yeah. They imagine all the animals of the world are being destroyed out there, you know.
Well, my first thoughts was, you know, who died and made them king of Santa Cruz County, and I'll never shop for groceries in Santa Cruz County again. But I did some checking on the Internet, and I found out that California environmental law is a knife that cuts both ways. If any agency, public or private, and does something which infects the environment in any way, they have to file an environmental impact report.
Oh, sure. That's what keeps the eco nuts well supplied with money. They force environmental impact reports. They go over and have their buddies spend $2 or $3 million on a meaningless report. They all share in it. When they're done with that, they go out and they claim there's another endangered weed, bug, or insect somewhere, and they need another environmental impact report. Yeah.
Well, actually, Santa Cruz County is supposed to have done this. They should have filed an environmental impact report before they enacted the ban on plastic bags.
Hey, that's an interesting way to gum up the works. Here's the other alternative. I hear these arguments. You have the purists on one side. So now they'll push everyone into paper bags, see? Mm-hmm. That means you must cut millions of more trees to simply make the cardboard or the brown paper for a bag that gets thrown immediately in the garbage that goes back in the landfill. You know, 40% of the landfill material is nothing more than paper. Trees that we cut down last week, milled into paper, put into a bag, delivered by the store, carried home with the groceries, put in the garbage can, put in the landfill. They might as well cut the damn trees down and haul them to the landfill and bury them, you see?
I know. Well, when I was a kid, I lived in Everett, Washington, near a digester. And you want to know what pollution is?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Look, you know, I've stuck it to this so-called Sierra Club, which is a bunch of manipulating jerks, lawyers and corporate sharpies shoving money in their pockets. And very few. It's seldom you ever run into a real naturalist anymore. I ran into one in Santa Cruz. I don't want to mention his name because it means he knows me, and he'd get hurt. You know, I've stuck it to them for 25 years. You know, you think you're saving the world. You've gone out and burned our forest down by saying you can't manage the forest. There can be no logging, no thinning, no nothing. And yet you won't even bother to spend a nickel on getting people to use their own shopping bags, as is done in Europe. You could save a million trees, you see. You know why? They can't make money. They can't sue anybody. They can't make money. They can't stuff thousands of bucks into their green pockets.
See? Well, what I'm hoping is that somebody within earshot of this radio station is a lawyer in Santa Cruz, and if he wants to make his bones, he can go after the county of Santa Cruz for this crazy ban on
plastic bags. All right, that's an interesting. Hey, they've heard it. Very interesting. Let's see if someone picks it up on it. Thanks for calling CSCO, Don. And your number into the studio, the final half hour, 831-479-1080. Load it up. I'll be right back.
Who would you hold up to be a hero of our community? Well, you can. Hello, I'm Camilla Balutian of the Santa Cruz chapter of the American Red Cross. We are accepting your nominations for the Red Cross 2012 Award, which will be awarded at our Heroes Breakfast on May 16th. Nominees for the Hero Award must have performed an act or acts of courage to save or attempt to save a life in 2010 or 2011. All nominees must work or reside in Santa Cruz County, though their heroic acts may have occurred elsewhere. We invite you to nominate a hero for one of the following categories: animal rescue, education, good Samaritan, law enforcement, lifetime achievement, medical professional, military rescue, workplace, and youth. To nominate your hero, go to the SantaCruzRedCross.org. That's SantaCruzRedCross.org. For more information, call 462-2881, 462-2881.
There's lots of ways to sum up toughness. tough as nails, tough cookie, tough love, and tough as leather. But what's tougher than talking tough? Actually being tough. Like the Kubota RTV 1140 CPX from CNN Tractors. One of the toughest, hardest working, most versatile utility vehicles on the planet. Equipped to convert easily from two-person to four-person seating. With a hydraulic dumping bed that makes it perfect for hauling and dumping chores. Plus, it has a 24.8 horsepower Kubota diesel engine, a variable hydro transmission, and hydrostatic power steering. The RTV 1140 CPX is one tough, versatile machine. Test drive it now at CNN Tractors in Watsonville. Kubota, everything you value. See the full line at CNN Tractors in Watsonville or online at cnntractors.com. CNN Tractors, give us your tough jobs.
Hi, it's your old friend MZ who's been meaning to rave to you about our fabulous new concrete parking lot here at your favorite radio station. Now, when you drive up to our building, you'll no longer have to worry about your car disappearing into a sinkhole and having to make arrangements to be winched out. We're so proud of our new one-of-a-kind designer concrete parking lot conceived and installed by the renowned Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete and his crew of genius artists. I invite you to stop by KSCO at 2300 Portola Drive and behold the absolutely beautiful customized job Whitlow Concrete did for us. I challenge you to find a better, classier parking lot anywhere in the county, or the state, or the country, or the world. Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete knows what he's doing, and he has the best crew imaginable working for him. Check out Tim's masterpiece, RKSCO parking lot, and then call Whitlow Concrete to make your property more valuable. 475-4499 or WhitlowConcrete.com. Whitlow Concrete is diamond certified and a proud member of Think Local First.
This segment brought to you by User-Friendly Computing for all your computer service needs. Give them a call today at 423-9653 or stop on by the shop at 505 River Street in Santa Cruz. And be sure to ask Peter for your free $50 diagnostic coupon.
And we're back to you on KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host. You're the stars of this program. There are lines open for you at 831-479-1080. I'm surprised I get slugs of emails from folks up in San Jose, Silicon Valley, South Bay, all the way down, all over Monterey Bay Area. Well, call in. Hey, I can't answer all your emails. You're there. You're listening. Come on. Now, in the first hour, I put an appeal out to the students of UC Santa Cruz. Hey, if you really want to know how to get the money back in your university to bring your tuition down, if you really want to put some lead in your pencil, you went up to Sacramento. Many did go up there, as I encouraged everyone, all of them, to do a month or so ago. But you didn't follow through. And so I volunteered to tell you right where the money is that you, these politicians can't lie to you. You go up there with a sign and say, stop this, give us that money back. You'll get it. Not a single one of them called. Well, you deserve what you get. They want to demonstrate for the sake of demonstrating. They want to squawk for the sake of squawking. But until you take some responsibility, folks, fellows, girls, guys, you ain't going to go nowhere. They're going to ignore you. They're going to leave you sitting right where you are. And I remember well what it was like in Berkeley in the days I was there. The students did get up in arms. We did make things change. They did it in a simple way. As a matter of fact, just 10 years ago, 12 years ago, students by the thousands went to Sacramento to stop the MTBE poisoning in the gasoline. We had remote radio shows up there. Could be done again. They were organized. They went up there. They had the facts. They knew who to pigeonhole. They knew who to put it on, and they stopped it. You could get the billions back for the university and the CSU system and the state colleges. Look, you students collectively are the biggest voting block in this state. You can vote anybody out. You can vote the governor out the next election, any state assemblyman or senator. All you have to do is get your act together and go focus on where the money is. Remember that money, that movie, Show Me the Money? I'll show you where the money is. I know exactly where they've hidden it. In nincompoop cesspool bureaucracies, billions at a time in one alone. CARB, California Air Resources Board, hiding behind the mantle of environmentalism, biggest damn provable frauds in the world, are the ones that poisoned the state. They're still sitting there taking $1 billion away from the education system. And they're packed full of the friends, relatives, and campaign shills working for the legislators. They stick them over in the state agency between elections. I've got file folders full of these guys. All you have to do is go up there and stick it in their face to get your money back. Don't do a damn thing. Well, it's your fault. Say, and the other thing I mentioned is a movie you need to see. The title of it is The Vow, V-O-W. Just simply a really good-feeling story. Human interest, no big special effects. Very clever script, very well done. Young actors really doing a beautiful job. And it's on a par with a movie that I recommended to folks a year before it became popular and won the Academy Award, The Help. As I was watching that movie, I knew, look, now this is a real human interest, feel-good story of great impact. And yes, indeed it was. I'm not a great movie critic, not a great arts critic, but I know what makes me feel good. I know what made my daughters feel good. You need to see this movie. I don't think it's getting the attention it should before it gets out of your theaters. The Vow, V-O-W. Make them bring it back. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get everyone in here. Joel in Soquel, you're next in line on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I love what you're talking about the regulations and reviewing them. And since essentially they're laws made by bureaucrats, not by legislators, I think every movement needs a bumper sticker.
Let's hear it.
We should have no legislation without representation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Goes back a ways. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly the violation of what our founding fathers said when they began this country, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think feel free to use that.
Yeah.
With my blessings, if you find it useful, because I'm with you. I think this is a real important step.
Look, tell me, if I can get something up and going officially, will you pitch in and help a little bit?
Sure.
All it takes is every one of you send it to six or eight others, and we pin down a couple legislators, and I think we can make some of them sweat enough that they take it into a bill in Sacramento. If we get them to pass it in Sacramento as one state, we'll get some more states, huh?
I think this is the way to do it.
Otherwise,
how can you reverse it?
And by the way, I promise you, if I can get the webmaster, I think he still has it up, pushback.com, to bring up and get posted again, and you let the link die away or something, of the Womack case, the whole wealth of files we had there. You read this thing, and you'll know there's some hope and salvation for the people who were being intimidated and blackmailed by this neo-Nazi operation in the Monterey Bay Area, huh?
Yeah.
There is a way for them to sue back and take this whole bunch of these buggers to the cleaners, huh? Because Womack did that. He won. He had to have a radio station there to help him, but I kept the spotlight, the lights on the cockroaches every week for 4 years, okay?
Fantastic.
And I'll do it again. Hey, thank you for calling, Joe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. I guess I keep squinting at this screen here. Bryant in, is it Bryant in Prunedale? I think you're up next. Is it Bryant?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did I pronounce your name properly?
That's correct, Bryant.
All right, Bryant. What's on your mind?
California Air Resources Board.
Oh, great. Yep.
I'm a trucker. I work in construction trucking. I haul aggregate.
You're the guys I helped organize 2 years ago.
Just got more information from one of my contractors about a deadline that has to be met by us in regards to the new mandates by CARB in regards to these older trucks that have mechanical fuel pumps.
Which one is this? Because you see, they constantly threaten they're going to have a new regulation by a certain date, and they intimidate all of you. This has been their game, but they don't follow through with it when we put the pressure from the legislature on them to tell them knock it off. Which one is this one?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, be careful.
Ever since I fell out of the California Dump Truck Owners Association, I've been suffering
for a lack of information.
Well, look, here's the thing before we pursue it, Brian. They have pulled this so many times. This CARB, California Air Resources Board, bunch of nincompoops, a thousandfold of them, have intimidated people, contractors, trucking agents, all over the place, saying they were going to impose these idiotic, abusive regulations. It'll destroy the economy of the state, by the way. And so they got many of them to buckle and go buy new trucks and get new engines and all this thing before it was even law. Then when I put the heat on them on another big station on the West Coast, they backed off and extended all these regulations. You see, they pushed them out in the future. They'll keep this up forever to try to pretend they're in business, even though the legislature says you lay off on your fraudulent practices. So be sure what you're talking about. They've got a whole bunch of them. They've got a whole army of bureaucrats geared up there to collect data and make you fill out forms and everything. But you know something? Up to this date, if you give them the finger right in their face, they won't say a peep. They'll go over and bother somebody else, okay? Because they don't have any lead in their pencil yet, all right? That's my opinion. And we can hold every assemblyman and the governor responsible for anything they actually try to do that's fraudulent, that crushes the economy of this state.
Is there any chance of pursuing this at a federal level? My argument is my truck, all these trucks were purchased under the assumption that they were legal for purchase and approved by the federal government in all 50 states. How can the state of California retroactively say that you have to now destroy your truck or that after...
I have a very easy answer for you, Brian. I've raised the same question for 4 years. Until somebody takes them into federal court and has the power to stay with them, they use attorneys, the attorney general's office, at your expense to fight everything. And the one place that might do this, and I've tried to work on them, and you should do this, is the most effective thing. Go to Pacific Legal Foundation. Their website is pacificlegal.org. They have the know-how, the talent to do this, but so far none of the lawyers will go in and protect all the truckers and all the working people of the state. There's your answer. That's how they do it. No one has challenged them in federal court as yet. But, hey, thanks for your calling and the topic, and that's about as much as I know about the subject. Say, I have a message here from you from a great advertiser that I've been with for more than 30 years. Helped them when they started out in a garage shop. Enormous business now because of the quality products. The Sea Crane Company. They have hundreds of neat products if you go to their website, ccradio.com. If you're looking for something special for that special person, start out there, I'll tell you. But let me tell you about these two that I think are really essential for almost anyone now. The first one is an emergency radio. I've told you so many times, you must be prepared at home for the worst that can happen to us. This one is called the CC Solar Observer. It's only $49.95, less than $50. It'll save your life if you have it. This is a radio that operates normally on a power cord or batteries or anything else, but when all that's gone in the middle of the night, an emergency, you wind it a little bit, and it'll play for a half hour, and has a flashlight built right into the face of it, so you're never without those two most important things people will tell you, communication and light. You have to look at it. You can order it from Sea Crane Company by calling them at 800-522-8863. But you need one in your home, and if you give one to a friend and they ever need it, they'll never forget you. And it's less than $50. Think about your kids if no one else, all right? Then the other one is just pure listening pleasure. If you want to listen to radio with no interference whatsoever, if you're listening to this program somewhere and it's going in and out, you can listen to it over the Internet with a Wi-Fi radio from the Sea Crane Company. They're just amazing. You've heard people call from all over the country and tell us that's how they were listening to us. And more every week, tens of thousands listening over the Internet. If you have a Wi-Fi connection in your home, this radio picks up the signal directly. You don't even go through a computer. You can walk around with it. Anywhere you can hear the Wi-Fi signal, you get beautiful reception because almost every station streams their programming on the Internet. Interference free. You can be in Shanghai and you can listen to this program. The Wi-Fi radio, $139.95. You can't buy something better, though, than that money. Again, from the Sea Crane Company, 800-522-8863. And again, if you want to see their hundreds of amazing products, these and many others, log on to ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Now, your number, and I'll be back to you in a jiffy. The switchboard number, 831-479-1080.
When you need help, the kind of help you can't buy in a store, remember the healing ministry of Christ Jesus offers a practical transforming power that can dissolve fear, restore health, repair broken relationships, establish sound careers and finances, and reveal the presence and power of peace right where discord seems to reign. If you need this kind of help, tune in to the Sentinel Radio program at a special time at 6:30 tonight, right here on KSCO. This program is a presentation of the First Church of Christ Scientists, Monterey.
Hi, I go to the Agiles Academy. My school is great because I learn a lot every day and I have fun too. I'm going to be in first grade next year and I can't wait.
The Aptos Academy, where the arts enhance the academics, is an independent preschool through 8th grade school located on a beautiful 5-acre campus just off Highway 1 and San Andreas Road. Dedicated and caring teachers ensure each student's questions or errors are addressed before moving forward, and each student can progress as fast as their interest and ability allow. The Aptos Academy, an exceptional school where your child's talents can blossom, is now enrolling. Call 688-1080 for more information. That's 688-1080.
Aptos Academy, where futures are created.
Please attend our annual auction and gala March 31st at Chaminade Resort and Spa. For tickets or more information, call 688-1080. Jungle Boogie.
Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
This is Dr. Jason Novick from the Foot Clinic of Santa Cruz, located in the heart of Soquel Village. I'm here to tell you all about Jungle Plant, who does my plants in my office, which never looked better. I just can't believe the service they offer and how great the office looks.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
I'm Jim Bohannon, host of America in the Morning. Each day, we take you around America and the world to bring you the latest. And while we keep our eye on the top news, we never lose sight of all the information you need to make your life complete. Morning Drive jumpstarts your day. What jumpstarts your morning drive? We'd like to.
Join Jim Bohannon on America in the Morning, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday on KSCO.
Well, we're back to you on KSCO Presents. Final segment here, if you want to get at me. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I have to be off doing some business. I'll be back next week, Monday. But say, we've got a guy coming up here. One of the most interesting I know. He owns a radio station. I think he has more energy in his voice than anybody can hire. And yet he goes out and gets guys like me to go on the air. Hey, Michael Zwirling, join in here.
Bill, I'm so excited.
You are, great.
Guess who is confirmed for the Saturday special?
Who?
For about a half hour, if this works out, Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Holy smokes.
Sheriff Joe from Arizona.
I tried to get him many times. He is a real character.
He's a serious law enforcement officer. Oh, my gosh.
You telling me. You know, he brought the meaning of... of prison back to prisoners, a la European style. When they throw you in the slammer, you never forget it, you know?
Right. I love this guy. And I sent a request to their media department, and I included a copy of a Kay's commentary from 2010 in July. And maybe that did it. I don't know.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I think we've got him. I think we've got him for this Saturday from 10 until 10:30 or so. And we're going to do our best to get him to stay even longer.
But, well, Michael.
That's the news I wanted to break on your show. So.
Hey, I'm glad you did, and I want to talk to you about him. Now, MZ, for gosh sakes, this time, let's make sure we get it doubly recorded so we can all hear it later, huh?
Listen, everybody who's listening should record everything on KSCO because you never know whether our systems and backups to the backups to the backups to
yep,
the backups
yep.
are going to work. You know.
Well,
anyhow, just
I've got a recorder I'm going to turn on at 10 in the morning if I'm sidetracked somewhere else. But gee, I'm not going to miss that 10 to 10:30 for sure here this coming Saturday, and you've got the famous sheriff from Arizona, right?
Sheriff Joe, yeah, himself.
Yeah. You know the thing I loved about him? There was some big complaint on television once. How did it work out? Somebody complained about bias in the news media that they were allowed to look at Fox or something. So he cut it all. He cut it all out except I think for Disney shows or something, wasn't it? Or no, family. Huh?
He's just my hero. He's great.
Yeah,
and we're also looking for. Well, I won't even say. There's another one that we've got a call in for, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Sheriff Joe
is confirmed.
I'm gonna love
Great.
It. I know the other one I aired once on national radio about 10 years ago. Some group complained. Some guy complained, and they had the defendant. You know, one of the prisoners always got to be the defendant for ACLU that he was getting peanut butter sandwiches. Yeah. And I think the sheriff went in front of the judge, and the judge says, "How come that?" And he says, "That's because the people he robbed couldn't even afford peanut butter sandwiches."
Incredible.
Hey,
well,
thanks.
Yeah, great. Thanks for all you do. A great show. I've been enjoying it, and now I'm going to go back to eating Indian food.
All right, and you've got two of your favorites coming up after me here, Dr. Future.
Yeah, the Futures. Yeah, I understand.
Doctor and Mrs. Future, huh?
Yeah, they should be in the studio to converse with you any minute now. So.
All righty. Hey, thanks for calling,
thanks,
MZ.
Bill. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Right,
bye-bye. Now, let's see who's next up here. We have John in Turlock. Hey, guess what? I grew up in Turlock, John, as a kid for about 4 years.
Yeah, I think you were on Portola Avenue or something?
No, it was Cooper Avenue, as I remember.
Okay.
Cooper Street. It ran right into the high school.
Yeah.
And all I remember as an 8-year-old, I remember Cooper Street. It wasn't too far to walk down to the grammar school.
Yeah.
And it was had more churches than any place in the country per capita. My dad used to take us to a different denomination church, my sister and I, every Sunday. We got to see a different denomination. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we also have more grocery stores and more gas stations per capita than anywhere in California. That's why we have the cheapest gas prices and the cheapest grocery prices. But
really? Well, yeah. I have to go back and visit one of these days, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, what else is on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to mention a movie I watched last night called Cool It. That's two words, C-O-O-L, and then it. It's by an environmentalist called Jorn Lomborg.
Yes.
He wrote a book called The Skeptical Environmentalist.
Yes, he became very famous for that, and then in the so-called environmentalists, the frauds hate him for it.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to mention because, you know, if this guy is a radical, one of the smartest radicals I've ever seen, because this is a guy that, you know, says, you know, let's spend, you know, billions, tens of billions of dollars on research and development for all sorts of things. They had the guy from Microsoft on there, had all sorts of, you know, things, you know, and he says, you know, let's plant trees in cities, let's paint our roofs white.
Yes.
I said, this is why they're attacking. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, he has sensibly, you know, I know a lot about him. I've had interviews in the past. He asks the questions that the manipulative and eco-frauds don't want to ask, the ones who just wave their arms of the evils of climate change to get more of your money and be your saver, who they refuse to think about things, good things that man could do to mediate this. They refuse to even allow a discussion scientifically of efforts of, for instance, we could put up some aerosols above the atmosphere, harmless, that would deflect sunlight if it were really that. They won't even think about it, see, for maybe 1% of what they want to spend in punishing the people in the world. And yeah. Planting trees, they won't even give countries credit for planting trees, you know.
Yeah. Huh? Now, just lots of things. It's just the approach. In other words,
yes.
You know, instead of, you know, wasting tons of money on renewable energy, there's way, way more things we could do.
Yeah. You know, the interesting test folks can do, you have one of the most concentrated, let's say, the greatest concentration of eco-frauds anywhere in the Monterey Bay area. I'm sorry. You know, the ones that establish themselves as your environmental saviors. You can't have any, your kids can't live in the same area. It'll increase the population. You'll dirty the shores. You can't look at a sea otter or the poor devil will be disturbed and have mental problems and so forth, you see. You ought to pin some of them down and ask them about positive things that men and mankind could do. Ask them about a few of the positive things about climate warming. You see, they never want to mention all the evils of us getting warmer. They never want to mention what it would be like if we never got out of the damn ice age to begin with, see? They never want to mention that, yes, it's gotten warmer. In fact, the growing season in northern Europe has increased by 11 days, which is preventing starvation for a couple of many millions, you see. Oh, no, that doesn't count, see.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's what the Dark Ages were all about, 400 years of a 7-degree temperature, and millions and millions of people died because it was cooling down. And grow any food.
There's still no explanation for these fluctuations and changes that is really profound, and yet they refuse to even think about that. But I hear you. What was the title of it again? Cool It?
Cool It. You can stream it on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, Cool It. Cool,
yeah,
C-O-O-L, It.
Right.
Okay, hey, good recommendation. Thanks for calling. Okay.
All right, thanks.
All righty, Bill and Hollister, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Hey, there'd be time for a couple more if you're quick about it at 831-479-1080.
Hello, how are you?
What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, I'm ex-military, but a couple things I can tell you that I know technology-wise, they monitor everything we do. The cell phones, we can zip in on anything because I did it on the computer in the military.
Sure.
And all these eco freaks that you're talking about are just, when is enough is enough? When are we going to, like, you know, take them by force or do something? Because, like, this judge overturned the Proposition 8, and he was a gay judge.
Mm-hmm.
They got the guy in the Gulf of Mexico that radioed in. He caught a blue tuna, but he caught it by a net instead of a line, and they circled his boat, the ATF, and basically arrested him and took his tuna. I mean, these guys are way too powerful.
Well, it is gone. It's everywhere. The NOAA Nazis now. Fortunately, some heat's coming very high levels. Major senators, Kerry, Schumer, others demanding investigations of what they're doing to people in the Northeast, killing fishermen all over the country now. They have become one of the classic bloated bureaucracies. Took a good agency that had a scientific purpose, used its name to grow this cancer, see? And you're right. Now, the only way they get taken is when someone takes them into court in front of honest federal judges like the Pacific Legal Foundation. And you should at least look up their webpage and see the cases they have right in front of the Supreme Court now and the number that they've won for people. They're taking the EPA head on for really massively abusive intimidation of people, see?
Well, quick story for you. I went deep sea fishing in Monterey, and we couldn't fish for rock cod because it was a protected marine layer. So we went farther out, and you couldn't keep this yellow rock cod. Well, when you caught it, it was dead because you pulled it deep. You had to throw it back in the water. How asinine is that?
Yeah. I have some letters here from folks. I got a classic one of an older couple who were out in a rowboat, you know, in their 70s, fishing, And some of these Nazis come swooping down on them and demand to inspect their fish hook. And the guy inspects the fish hook to make sure it's not barbless. It had been squeezed down with a pair of pliers. But then he announced to the couple when he gave them a citation, well, we use a little cotton swab. And if a single strand of cotton off a Q-tip can catch on the hook, then it's a barb and you're guilty. See? What kind of stinking Nazi operation have they got? Well, this
how did they get their power, though? How come no one steps in and goes, all
well,
right,
well, because no one challenges them in court. You have to be able to take them to court. You have to have lawyers to stand up there. Cost tens of thousands of dollars. Go take a look at the Pacific Legal Foundation, pacificlegal.org. Just those two words, pacificlegal.org. They're entirely supported by people like you and me and others that can give them a few contributions, but they set a hell of an example of getting these buggers. And then I'll have posted for you the Womack case, the one that took 4 years to bust them, all of them.
Yeah.
And this will run shivers up your spine, I'll tell you, when you read it. So
if it's this bad now at our age, what's it going to be like for my son?
Well, it's
going
to get worse because they have to multiply to keep getting their government benefits and pensions and things you never dream of and their perks. They have to multiply unless you cut off the bud supply, unless you cut off the money to the agencies. The only way you can stop them, huh?
Didn't Thomas Jefferson say, when your government gets out of hand, take them by force?
Yeah, and he also said something else. I've forgotten that they can anything the government can do for you gives them the power to take everything away from you. Have so. Hey, thanks for calling here. I very much appreciate it. I'll be back talking to you next week. Say, I think we have Dr. and Mrs. Future in the studio here to tell us about what's coming up in the next 2 hours, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Hey,
hello
Bill.
There, Bill.
Hey, hello there, son, and Al. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's been an amazing week for Apple. $1.5 billion in a weekend, 3
yes.
million new iPads.
Unreal,
huh?
Yes, when I met you and your lovely wife, you had your iPad, and I commented, I wish I learned to use mine.
Well, it looks like it's rapidly becoming a new norm. It's growing faster than any other consumer electronic device in history.
Yeah, if you get inspired to use it, I suggest you wait another week because I was trying to get things in the App Store today, and, you know, they've sold 4 million of them, and you can't get into the App Store right now.
Oh, man. You mean they're plugged up on their site, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But there has been one problem that's come out so far. It's overheating.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of worried consumers. They feel like it's a hand warmer or a knee warmer more than the previous.
Well,
models.
you know the rule when you pack more speed and memory into a package of electronics, you're going to generate more heat, and it is a real limitation. You know?
So
hope they beat it. Say, I know you're going to have some very informative programming this afternoon. I was delighted when I've heard your programs in the past. So a couple of topics you can throw out here for folks to tease them a little bit.
Absolutely. We have two guests in the studio who are exploring the edge of music and artificial intelligence.
Great.
We're looking at where that's going in this day and age.
I used to have a big argument when I was on the Berkeley faculty back in the early ages, the computer game, when I was designing some there. And John McCarthy and others came by with their new concepts of artificial intelligence. And I was always that loudmouth in the back of the room. And I said, well, you know, artificial intelligence is anything I can do the computer can't. And I'm still ahead of them a little bit, not by much, though.
Well, Elliot will have some interesting comments for you on that. Anyway, he's smiling as you talk. So.
All righty.
Yeah, my favorite thing to say about artificial intelligence is that you really cannot tell the difference between artificial intelligence and genuine stupidity.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And it's an even wider gap there now. I have to tell you, when I changed my mind, was the first time I tried the first chess game on the big computers at the Livermore Lab, and it just cleaned me out. I said, okay, I give up. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for joining me, folks.
Yeah.
Stay tuned now, the next 2 hours here. Great programming on KSCO Santa Cruz. Dr. and Mrs. Future and some great guests. And I'll be back next Monday here with you. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, 1080 on the AM dial.
Let's go!
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Big earthquake in Mexico centered near Acapulco. That's a car alarm.
given a good shake in Mexico City. 7.4 magnitude, and the latest estimate is hundreds of homes crumbled.
So far, it looks like we only had minor damage in Mexico City, including a pedestrian bridge that fell down and glass knocked out at some of the windows at the airport. But further out, closer to the epicenter in the town of Ometepec and surrounding villages, at least 500 homes were destroyed, completely leveled to the ground, according to the governor of that state.
CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City. She says people ran into the streets in fear when the buildings began to sway. Big thunderstorms in Texas. Some twisters reported.
This is my first real tornado up close, and I've never seen such brute force in all my life.
At least two tornadoes near San Antonio reported, four people hurt, and there's more rain and a tornado watch in parts of East Texas and Louisiana now. The Illinois primary polls will be closing in 3 hours.
They continue to vote here in Illinois. The polls still open for a few more hours. Romney campaign officials expect their man to win tonight. The question is, what will the margin be? The Romney officials are hoping for a substantial win that would allow them to once again make the argument that Romney is the inevitable nominee. The Santorum campaign is hoping for an upset, if not that, at least a close race.
CBS's Steve Futterman at Romney headquarters near Chicago. The attorney for the family of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin welcomed the federal investigation into his shooting death by a neighborhood watch commander in a Sanford, Florida neighborhood. He said it was self-defense. The lawyer, Benjamin Crump.
His mama and his father don't understand why the killer of their child has not been arrested. How long is it going to take? March 26 would be 1 month.
A local grand jury is also investigating. Saudi Arabia says if Iran's oil exports go down, theirs will go up.
Saudi Arabia is helping to bring the price of oil down by pumping more and making a firm guarantee to make up the difference for any shortfall caused by a drop of exports by Iran. Testifying at a House hearing, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said that will help.
I just want to welcome very much the statements made by the Saudi authorities over the last couple of days that they will take further action to increase the supply of oil to global markets, a very constructive signal.
Worry about Iran has been a key factor in driving up the price of oil and thus the price of gasoline at the pump. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Oil in New York fell today by about $2.50 to $105.61 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow lost about 69 points. The Nasdaq was off 4. Moody's Investor Service says the Las Vegas Strip is recovering from 3 years of recession, but it's shaky and high gas prices could slow the flow of tourists once again. This is CBS News.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by a sure guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
In Texas, animal advocates say they'll figure out a way to remove the wild burros without killing them. State wildlife officials suspended the policy of killing donkeys so they could see what they come up with. Would you give a prospective employer your Facebook and other social media passwords?
It's a legal gray area, but some employers are asking for job applicants' Facebook passwords so they can check them out beyond the privacy controls. But job search expert Steven Greenberg warns bosses might be getting more than they bargained for.
Say they go to these private posts and learn about a candidate's age or sexual orientation, and then they decide not to hire this person. Well, then it becomes very hard for the employer to say, we didn't base our decision based on that information.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Actor Jamie Waylett is going to prison. He played the Hogwarts bully, Vincent Crabbe, in 6 of the Harry Potter films, jailed for 2 years for being part of a gang that rioted in North London in early August. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to KSEO AM 1080. I'm Sam Quentin, and here's your traffic and weather. We'll start out with the fish hook, and right now it is looking real good. Both directions, north and south, flowing at the regular rate. Currently on the board, we have no current traffic accidents. You're all behaving yourselves. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Here's your weather for this evening. Mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light. Your boater's forecast for this evening is west winds 5 knots, becoming east after midnight. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a westerly swell of 5 to 7 feet at 11 seconds. Currently at KSEO, it is 55 degrees. And we're going to go to the Dr. Future show on KSEO.